Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Robin Swift?
This is her.
Hi, this is Alicia from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Yes, I wasn't sure if my insurance cover, and I just hadn't had time to cancel. I didn't know if my insurance had covered towing, but I think it said if a tow truck comes, I might just have to pay it and see if I can get reimbursement. So I didn't know if you could send a tow truck or how much it would be.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to assist. Give me a minute to pull up your information.
Okay.
Okay, and Ms. Swift, would you like to receive mobile text messages with the status of your request?
Yes.
Okay, and message and data rates may apply. Okay, and do you have your policy number?
Yeah, the paper's in the car. Give me 1 second. That's what I have to double check, because I tried to call and make sure it was still good, and there's no automated service that does that, so hold on. I'll put you on speaker. So the policy number I have is TTXL593-01-000.
Okay. Give me a minute to search.
Okay.
Okay, and which insurance company are you with?
I want to say he had it. It says Premium Insurance Group.
Okay. And just to verify that policy number, you said is T is in Tango, T is in Tango.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
Just to verify the policy number is T is in Tango, T is in Tango. X is in X-ray, L is in Lima, 59301-000.
Yes.
Okay, give me a minute. Okay, and what phone number is on the policy?
Okay, let me look, because my papers. Quentin's number is. Let me go look for my phone. Try 214-429-1741.
Okay. Okay, give me a minute to search.
Okay. There was a dash after XL. I don't know if that mattered or not.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was TTXL-59301-000.
Okay, and do you know the last, well, do you have the last 8 digits of the VIN number?
Of my VIN?
Well, the vehicle.
On the policy? Because it's under someone, and he added me to his insurance, and that's what I was trying to double check, so I can give you the last 5 of my VIN that's on the paperwork I'm looking at.
Okay, so the so for the vehicle that needs assistance, is that yours or is that his vehicle?
It's mine. It's okay. Mine, but I should be on the policy from what I understand, unless he's changed it recently and I don't know it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can take. I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
Because, yeah, the insurance is under Quentin Daughtry, and he added me. I was there on the phone with him that day. He called and he added me, it looks like on May 18th. So he's the main person, and they added me on there. So the paperwork only shows me, like, his name, his address, and then my car vehicle information.
Okay. And, okay, yeah, so what are the last 8 digits of your VIN number?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, it should be V as in Victor, U as in uniform, 050001.
Okay. And do you know if he has, you know, added you to the roadside assistance, or added roadside assistance to your vehicle?
I'm not exactly quite sure. I thought he mentioned it. I'm not able to get in contact with him. That's why I'm trying to get clarification, because when I was listening to the recording, it sounded like I would have to pay for it out of pocket anyways, and then I would have to submit it to be reimbursed. So I'm willing to do that. I just have to, of course, get a price and everything and stuff like that to know. But I just heard him mention it one time, and that's why I called y'all.
Okay. Okay, and what's the effective or the start date of the policy?
I showed the effective date was 5/18/2022, and the expiration date was 11/18/2022.
Okay, and do you see anything that says producer code or a producer number and a letter referring to the plan?
No, all I see is policy number, insurance company, agent name, year, make, and model. It says keep this card, and then it's the same information in Spanish at the bottom.
Okay.
What shows, I guess he says he has me on there as a driver. Like, it says name and address of insured, his name, and then under drivers, it has his name and my name, and then my 1997 Toyota Camry.
Okay. But okay, so you said the producer code and the plan letter is not.
No, only information I have that could link you to us is his name, his address, his phone number, and the policy number I'm looking at right here on the paper.
Okay. Let me just see something. Okay, yeah, because it didn't come up. I tried those three different ways to search with the policy number, the last 8 of the VIN, and his phone number. So the system is offering for you to pay out of pocket and submit for a reimbursement consideration.
Okay. Can you tell me how much that would be? That's my main thing. I needed to know how much it was going to be if I did that.
Okay. Well, I just have to add some basic information in the system. What's the home address on the policy?
Well, the home address is not where it's going, but the home address is 3501 North Buckner Boulevard, apartment 324 in Dallas, Texas, 75228.
Okay, give me a minute. I just have to add it.
But again, that's not where the vehicle will be getting towed to.
Right. And you said, what was the apartment number?
324.
Okay. You said there was a dash after the TT.
No, there was a dash after the XL. So it's TTXL dash 59301.
-000. Okay, it's a 1996 Toyota Camry. It's green.
1997 Toyota Camry. Yes, ma'am. I think he gave him
seven
the wrong.
Or six.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think he gave him the wrong year, but it's supposed to be a 97. But like I said, I have the VIN. The VIN pulls up a 97.
Okay. Okay, you said what was going on with the vehicle?
The drive shaft went out.
Oh. Okay, so you requested a tow service?
Yes, I'm requesting a tow service, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I just have to ask a few questions to make sure I send that quick, sir.
Yeah, I got away from the tow truck. Okay, thank you. You said what, ma'am?
No, I said I just have to ask a few questions to make sure I send out the correct service vehicle.
Okay.
Okay, now, does your vehicle sit low to the ground?
I don't think so, no. I think it's average.
Okay. And does the vehicle, will it shift into neutral?
I don't know because I'm on a hill. And it's rolling backwards, so I don't know. I have my emergency brake on.
Okay, and do you know if the vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard two-wheel drive?
That I do not know.
Okay. And this request is not the result of an accident, correct?
No, not because of an accident, no.
Okay, and will you need a ride with the driver?
Yes.
Okay, so I just have to advise that due to the coronavirus issue, some drivers are not allowing customers to ride, but I will ask.
Okay, well, yeah, you might as well ask that first, because if not, then we can just stop this whole process, because I would need a ride.
Okay, and let's see, you already put in your location, the coordinates. Just put you in Dallas. Are you at a business or a residence?
It's outside of business.
Are you by that Total Cuts or the BP?
Yes. I'm on the road where the Total Cuts is.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Is that was that South Corinth Street Road?
Yes. Yeah, so I told him, I'm near South Corinth. I'm like close to the intersection of South Corinth and 11th.
Okay. Like, are you just pulled over on the side of the street, or?
Yeah, my car stopped. Yeah, it won't move. So I'm stuck on the side of the street, and I'm on a hill.
Okay. But you're closest to the Total Cuts business?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Total Cuts. Like I was explaining to someone else, there's a parking lot on the side of Total Cuts. I'm not in the parking lot. If you're looking at the building, I'm on the road. I'm actually on South Corinth, on the street, on the hill.
Okay. Okay, give me a minute. I'm just notating this.
Okay.
And did you didn't already put in a request, did you?
No, I believe this was my first request.
Okay. Okay, and where would you, let's see, like to be towed to?
3331 Springview Avenue.
Okay, is that and one word?
Yeah, Springview is all one word, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is that in Dallas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me a minute. And that the 3331 Springview Avenue, is that a residence or a business?
It's a residence. And it's 75216.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to reach out to a provider, and I'll get you a price and see if you want to continue with the service.
Okay.
Okay, do you mind if I place you on hold?
No, I don't mind.
All right, thank you.